This is Nancy McCarthy. You're listening to After Deadline. I'm a reporter for the Daily Astorian, and we bring this to you every week. Today we're visiting with Craig Shepherd, Artistic Director for the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach, and Patrick Lathrop, Education Director. We're going to be talking about what's up for the summer for theater goers. So who wants to answer that question? I think it's going to be a pretty exciting summer this year.
Yes, what we are doing, actually, this is our ninth summer repertory season. We do three shows, which alternate in a rep schedule through the middle of October, actually. Our first one was California Suite, which opened 2 weeks ago, Neil Simon play, and that is actually a last-minute substitution for Boeing, which we lost the rights to do, and the cast rallied, and the director rallied, and they learned a new play in 3 weeks, and it's really quite entertaining. Tonight, we open Putnam County Spelling Bee, 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a terrific musical, and that will play through Labor Day. And then we open The Mystery of Irma Vep, which is just almost impossible to describe, but Patrick is in it, so maybe he could say something about Irma Vep.
What is Irma Vep?
Mystery of Irma Vep is a play that features two actors playing a combination of seven different roles. For instance, my character plays, I play Nicodemus, who's the groundskeeper, and then I turn around and I play Lady Enid, who's the new mistress of the house, and then I play Alcazar, who is the Egyptian tour guide, and then I play a mummy that comes to life. And it's all about fast change, and we go off, we say some lines in one character, and then we switch our voice while they're putting a different costume on, and we run back on as the other character.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's quite a challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
Well, tell me a little bit about the plots of each play. Can you do that without giving away too much for people coming in?
Certainly. California Suite is actually four playlets. It is the same suite in the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it's four different sets of visitors. And the first set, I believe, are from New York, and there are visitors from London, visitors from Chicago, and visitors from Philadelphia. One of the playlets is a British actress nominated for an Oscar, and she and her husband are there for the Oscars. They're very, very different, very enjoyable. One of them is very wildly funny and a lot of action. Two couples who are best friends who are taking a vacation that has gone on just a bit too long. And they're wonderful. There's a lot of variety, and the actors are terrific.
And the actors are the same actors playing in both in all four playlets, right?
No, actually, there's one actor... Two actors who are in two of them. Okay. There's one actress who is in three of them, and then several actors who are just in one.
Great. So tell me a little bit about the 25th annual Spelling Bee.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit, but as let the audience know, Nancy is also involved with this show. In fact, all three of us sitting in the room right now are involved with Putnam County Spelling Bee, which opens tonight. And it is about a spelling bee. Adults play adolescent characters, and we see some of the angst of adolescence throughout it, and it's all set to music very finely directed by Chris Recaro, and it opens tonight and shows through mid-September, I believe.
September 17th,
yeah.
I think.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
So break a leg, everybody.
We also have David Carlson at the keyboard, and is... That just sort of ensures for a really fine fine evening. And the show uses four audience volunteers, which is kind of different. And they come down onto the stage and will be asked to spell words. And it's
very tricky. It
yes.
really is, especially for somebody who is doing the lights for that particular segment of the show, and speaking personally. But it is very fun. I don't think the volunteers realize how much they're on stage.
No, I don't think they do. And you know, in rehearsals, I was the volunteer. And even then I would get up there and get a little bit nervous or a little, you know, so it's really very spontaneous. And that's part of the joke and part of the humor is almost watching them being a little bit uncomfortable with what they're supposed to do down there. Yeah.
And this might be a time for them to audition. I mean,
there you go.
You know, but I'm sure people are probably looking at them going, that might not be bad. And it's amazing how many good spellers we have in this area.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting when you really think they're never going to get that word and they get it right.
Yeah, that happened last night with somebody and I thought, how in the world did she know how to spell that word? So you just never know. People are going to have to come to the theater to see what great spellers we have.
There we go.
Yeah. And then tell me about Irma Vep. Who's in that?
It's being directed by Victoria Pohl, and I'm in it, and a gentleman named Winston Laszlo. And Craig can probably help me with some of this. It's a spoof on Emily Bronte, the Bronte novels.
Yes,
it's
a kind of Rebecca films.
Rebecca, Alfred Hitchcock, Gothic. It takes place in the 1890s, I think is where they've placed it. And it's the new mistress of the manor has come because the old mistress is dead, but she's still haunting the manor in a certain way. And there's the housekeeper who doesn't like the new mistress. And then there's this whole mummy, vampire, werewolf, Egyptology theme blended through it as well.
There is a little bit of little bit of everything. Act two is set in a crypt in Egypt.
So it meets any interest that any theater goer might have.
Yeah, just about.
Have,
yeah, just
much,
about. Yeah, yeah. And as an actor, you know, it's like I've got a full resume with just this show.
Well, I imagine you do. Yes, and these plays are pretty much child friendly as well.
Well, I would say the Neil Simon less so. Mm-hmm. Not for just. It's an adult comedy, mm-hmm. and certainly teenagers would be fine seeing that, but it's not something young children would enjoy. Okay. I think the musical certainly is, and I think anyone can relate to the spelling bee and the kids in it. And Irma Vep, certainly. Irma Vep is just kind of wildly out there.
Great.
And there a lot of visual stuff and just fun to see two actors play so many different roles.
Oh, yeah. And all that quick changing, that's going to be fun to see that. I bet it's just pandemonium backstage when you're doing
it. I will be. We haven't got to that point yet. But I'm sure it will be for a while.
Tell me about the directors of the plays. You have veteran directors for all of the plays, right?
Yes, all three directors this summer have done several things here before. Julie Akers directed California Suite, and Chris Roccaro, both musical directed and directed Putnam County. Oh. And Marco Davis did the choreography, which is wonderful. I mean, it's beautifully staged. And Victoria Pohl, who's directed and actually was here in the 70s as part of the Portland State summer program here. She's directing Irma Vep.
So. Yeah, and she did My Fair Lady.
She did My Fair Lady. She and Julie together did both Fiddler on the Roof and Our Town.
Our Town, yeah.
Julie Akers last year did A Talent for Murder, and she did The Cemetery Club. She did Crimes of the Heart. She's done several shows, and Victoria probably done 20 shows here over the years.
What is the process for selecting plays? What do people, I mean, first of all, who selects the plays? And then what goes through their minds? What do they consider when they go to select plays for the theater?
Well, we're still trying to get it absolutely right, but we sort of have a formula. We have a committee, a programming committee, and we meet throughout the year. We read plays. We take any suggestion, any audience member who has seen something that they particularly liked. In fact, we just did the Dixie Swim Club, and the reason we did it was an audience member came up to me at intermission and said she saw the funniest play ever in North Carolina, and she told me about it. So I ordered the script, and we read it, and we liked it, and we did it.
And so, it was a great play.
It
was really a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Really fun.
But anyway, we sort of look for our February time slot to be something as edgy as we get. You know, we did Proof in that time slot. We did The Glass Menagerie, which isn't edgy, but, you know, a meatier, more serious piece of theater. This year we did Never the Sinner, which was about the Leopold Loeb murder trial. So we look for something smaller and edgier at that time of year. Then our next time slot is mid-March through the end of April, and that coincides with all the various spring breaks in the Northwest. So we try to pick something that's going to have a wide appeal to various ages. And then May, our show only runs for a month. We try to look for a smaller play, not a ton of characters, and it's also at a time where we're putting together our summer rep, which means three shows at one point are all rehearsing at the same time. So we try to pick something a little small that we can work around the rehearsals for the three summer shows. And the summer shows, we try to have a variety. often a murder mystery, a musical, and then a comedy. But we try to keep them all fun for the summer. That's why people come to the coast. And then at Christmas time, we do a big family musical. It used to always be something Christmas-related, Christmas Carol, for example. But probably one of the most successful runs we ever had was Fiddler on the Roof, you know, and we did not put Tevye in a Santa Claus cap. and it did very well. So we just do a big, big family-friendly musical.
My Fair Lady was quite successful last year.
Yes, My Fair Lady. Actually, My Fair Lady beat Fiddler.
Oh, did it really? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. I didn't know that. I had to dance and sing my way through it.
Yes, Nancy was a performer in that show.
That was a lot of fun. We had a great time. All right. Well, so we've got the plays selected, and we're going to have them in this summer. What else is going on at the theater?
Well, in the way of education, we have one more performance of Storm Stories and Songs, which is tomorrow, July 2nd at 12 noon. It's free to the public, and the house will open at 11:30, and it's very short, about 45 minutes. So if you're around tomorrow in Cannon Beach, please come see Storm Stories and Songs. It's a group of 12 local school children who are performing songs that we have adapted to fit some of the quirkiness of Cannon Beach.
And one of the favorites, I think, one of the audience favorites is the locals versus the tourists. Tell me a little bit about that.
What I did was I took songs from various musical theaters, musicals from the American musical theater genre, and I just rewrote them a little bit. And one that I thought would work well, which turns out it has been, is I took the Farmer and the Cowman Should Be Friends from Oklahoma and adapted it to the locals and the tourists should be friends. And then we go into various things about how the tourists feel about the locals and how the locals feel about the tourists. It's a lot of fun, and the kids do a really lovely job with it as well. And this particular performance piece was funded in part by the Cannon Beach Arts Association, and I was the recipient of the 2010 Individual Artist Grant, which is a grant. I'm going to get this all mixed up, I'm sure. It's a grant for local artists to produce something for the community, is really the essence mm-hmm. of the grant. And so they liked my proposal and they chose me, and I've had a great time doing it. It's been great fun. Thank you. Yeah. And the kids have been wonderful, and actually everyone has been so supportive. It's been a wonderful experience.
It's great, and it's very local. It really does talk a lot about the little quirkiness of Cannon Beach, so much so that you have one character in the locals and in the tourists dressed in an apron and a bowler hat that reminds us all of Bill Stidell.
Thank you. I don't know if Bill knows I've done that.
I
don't draw attention to it. It was just a subtle little thing, but I did have a couple of locals come up and say, was that Bill Stidell down there? I said, yes, that was my little joke there.
And Bill, of course, is a longtime artist in Cannon Beach, practically the founder almost.
He was mentioned in, I used Terrence O'Donnell's Cannon Beach, A Place by the Sea, I believe is the name of it. And Bill is actually quoted in that history book there from an event that happened in the 60s, I think.
Yeah, he's an icon in Cannon Beach. Well, there are also some other special events that are happening throughout the year this year, too.
Yes, and those are actually courtesy of a Tourist and Arts Commission grant that the Coaster got, which is allowing us to do a lot more expanded marketing to sort of increase our staffing hours and to bring in special events. So we've had several events already this summer with three shows running. It's harder to find a place to stick in events, but we're talking with Lauren Kinnan, who's a fantastic singer, and she's going to bring a group of seven musicians and do a concert. We're pinning that down at the moment, and we have a concert by the Guitar Masters that is going to be coming up in August. And then in early September, we're having Victoria Pohl does a one-woman show called A Actress, and a few of us went into Portland to see it, and I don't know that I've ever laughed as hard. She's a fantastic comedian and actress, and she actually won a grant, and this play is a result of a trip she took to Ireland to to write something, and this is what she wrote. It's terrific. So those are three that are coming up.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that and knowing her.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And we should mention, too, that the Tourism and Arts Commission is a commission formed by the city of Cannon Beach to allocate 1% lodging taxes to nonprofit organizations that bring tourists, overnight tourists, into town with their artistic events. So this is something that the Coaster was able to grant, that the Coaster was able to get the first year of the allocations.
Yes.
So you are listening to After Deadline. I'm Nancy McCarthy. We are talking to Patrick Lathrop, who is the education director for the Coaster Theater, and Craig Shepherd, who is the artistic director. You're listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about auditioning for these plays. We have so much fun at the Coaster Theater. Other people should get involved, too. So how would they do that?
Well, we post the auditions on our website, and we always send out press releases to the various papers. But we audition probably three or four times a year. Sometimes we will run all the summer auditions together. Sometimes we audition them separately. But we almost always are in a position to tell somebody when an audition is upcoming. And the auditions are open. They're very, very friendly. You don't have to come prepared with anything. We provide scenes from the play. You have a chance to go out on the porch and read it with the person you're going to be reading with. And they're very, very friendly auditions. And
what about musical?
Musicals? With musicals, we do need to hear you sing, but again, you don't have to have music. You could sing Happy Birthday.
That's what I did. Yeah, that's what I did.
And brilliantly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Best rendition anybody ever heard.
Well, I'll never
forget it. Happy Birthday is kind of a difficult song to sing.
Oh, well.
There's a certain interval thing, and so you can really test a voice well.
Is that right?
Song,
yeah. Well, I'll just do it again next time I audition. No, I had no idea that I was going to be auditioning, because I was with a friend. He was auditioning for My Fair Lady, and they said, well, come on up and try it anyway. And so I thought, well, I don't know how to sing, and I don't know what to sing. So I end up with Happy Birthday, and I got into the chorus, and that was so much fun. I enjoyed that so much. So anybody can come.
Anybody can
come. Doesn't make any difference.
And if, for example, you can't make an audition, we are very accommodating in that regard, too. We will try to find a time for the director to see you if you're interested. And our next auditions will actually be for Annie Get Your Gun, which is just a musical that has parts for all ages, all types. And that will probably be in very early September.
Actually, auditions... I'm the director.
Oh, like, yay!
Auditions are going to be late August, and then we're going to start music rehearsals, a real intense music rehearsal for about 2 weeks in September, first part of September, and then we'll relax a little bit and then go and then start to build to the tech week and, you know, full week rehearsals and things like that.
Well, that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Everybody come out and audition.
You know, we have so much talent in this area. It's just amazing. I mean, a lot of people do come down from Astoria to audition and participate in the plays. We have quite a few regulars from Astoria, and then Seaside as well, and Cannon
and
Beach.
Tillamook.
Yeah, and Tillamook. That's true. Winston Laszlo, in fact, is from...
I was surprised when I moved up here and started to see the talent pool that they do have here on the Oregon coast. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, yeah. But that shouldn't intimidate anybody who hasn't had too much experience.
No,
either.
Particularly for something like Annie Get Your Gun. It is a community... production. So we want to use people in all different capacities, and some people just want to walk on stage for one scene and sing a song, and that's all they want to do. Other people, you know, want to be the star, and so there's all sorts of things in that show for anybody.
Well, I remember when they did Hello Dolly, speaking of walking on, I had a 15-second appearance, and in fact nobody even saw me because I was the balloon carrier in the parade at the last act of the last scene of the first act. And everybody was kind of standing around us as we paraded down the stage, so the only thing they could see was what we were carrying.
And if you recall, I was behind you with a trombone.
That's true. That's true. But it was a lot of fun. I'd come into the theater at about 10 minutes to 9, and I'd do my little walk on and leave the theater, but I got to be in the play, and I got to go to the cast party afterwards. So tell me about what it's like to have a small theater, be in a small theater in a small town like Cannon Beach. What is life like in that theater?
Well, first of all, I think it's completely unusual to have a theater that goes year round, you know, 7 or 8 productions a year, and special events and educational programming in a town the size of Cannon Beach. It's unusual. I moved here from Los Angeles by way of New York, and I thought things would be quieter and life would be easier, and I am as busy as I ever was in Los Angeles or New York, doing show after show after show. Second the show opens, you're on to the next, and there's so many opportunities for community people to be involved in any capacity, and again, 12 months out of the year, we're always going.
Yeah. Well, now, Patrick, you've just been here a couple of years. What's been your impression of working in a small theater? I know you've worked in other theaters elsewhere.
I moved up here in November of 2009, so it hasn't been quite two years. And I came from 30 years in Southern California working for various art organizations and children's theaters and teaching community college and all sorts of things like that. But this opportunity came up, and so I came up here, and I couldn't be happier. It's my dream job in many ways, in that I get to do a little bit of everything, and that's what I love about theater. I have many, many different interests, so I get to teach, I get to direct. I enjoy stage managing, as I was sharing with you, although it's a little nerve-wracking sometimes, but I enjoy that. I get to work in the box office, which I very much enjoy. I really enjoy the customer contact and talking to the out-of-towners, you know, and just that whole thing is very much fun. And, you know, I live and breathe the theater, and that's been my goal all my life, so I couldn't be happier.
And it's really supported by the town itself, too.
Very much so, yes. Yeah. And that's one of the fun things for an audience member. It's similar to when I went to Oberammergau, Germany, to see the Passion play there, in that everybody in the community is part of this play. So then when you go to the shops, it's like, oh, you were Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, you were Mary. You were Joseph. And our actors get that. We have a lot of our actors who are local merchants. And so people will come in and say, oh, I saw you in such and such. Or they'll come in and say, oh, I'm going to go see this show tonight. And then they'll say, oh, well, I'm going to be in it. You know, mm-hmm. So it's really that's a fun novelty of the situation.
Yeah, I know when I'm in a play, even if I have I usually do have a very, very tiny part, which is just fine, people will come up to me and they'll say, you did such a great job. And I'm thinking, really, you saw me? I mean, yeah. There were other people doing a lot more than I was, but it's fun. I mean, it's a very nice ego booster,
Yeah, it
too.
Is a nice ego booster.
And, you know, that's something actors, particularly newer actors, don't really recognize, is that you are seen. People are seeing you, you know, and so everything you do gets noticed, and that's why directors are saying, you know, don't do that. Don't pick your nose. Don't scratch your ear, you know, don't, because someone's going to see you do it, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, you're definitely seen, no matter how
you're seen,
small
and you're
your part is.
You're remembered by people in the community. Yeah. I know my very first experience in theater was a community theater back east, and I played a leprechaun in a musical, and about 4 months after that musical closed, it was Finian's Rainbow, my car broke down. I was on this route, kind of a Route 55, and I'm walking along the shoulder, and this Mercedes-Benz passes me and then pulls over and backs up, and I presume to offer me a ride, and he rolled down his window and he said, get in, I can't stand to see a leprechaun walk.
So, you just never know
never
whose
know.
Eyes are on you. Well, I understand that next year you're going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Coaster Theater. We have just a few minutes left, but tell us what you have planned or what you're thinking about for next year.
Well, we're already planning it and thinking about all different sorts of events that would happen throughout the year, but it will be the 40th anniversary. One idea is to have every play represent some kind of an anniversary, sort of as a marketing angle. We'll probably do some sort of big gala at some point. We have taken the curtain calls from, I think, almost 25 years of productions and edited them all together.
Okay.
And we're thinking about a documentary on the history of the theater and the building. The building, of course, was built in the 20s, but it became a theater in 1972. So we're looking forward to all sorts of interesting programs next year.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun. And of course, the building at one time was a skating rink, right?
Roller skating rink, right. Used as to show silent movies as well, and used by Portland State, by, you know, all sorts of groups. Paul Revere and the Raiders played there in the
60s. Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, gee, I wish I'd known that. Yeah. And the floor is, the stage floor, you still have challenges with the unevenness?
We have challenges, yes. The stage floor is kind of shifts a bit with the tides, I guess you'd say. So one never knows when you're rolling a piece of scenery around. Sometimes it gets away from you and has a life of its own as it rolls towards the side of the building.
I've seen that happen a few times. It's kind of remarkable. Well, people coming to the theater either tonight for opening night of the Putnam County Spelling Bee or some other play this summer, what time should they be there? And what days are you staging the plays?
Well, we do, when the summer is in full swing, we go Wednesday through Sunday. All the shows are at 8 o'clock except Sunday, and that's at 7. We tried matinees, but there's parking problems, so we just try to start a little earlier on a Sunday so you're out when it's still light. The box office is open Wednesday through Sunday in the summer, and shows, doors open a half an hour before. Every opening night, we have a no-host wine tasting, courtesy of the Wine Shack, and we have a reception, champagne and dessert reception, after every opening night, and that's just comes with the price of the ticket.
And each show has one performance on a Thursday night with a 7:30 curtain called Talk Back Thursday, and after that show is a question and answer period with the director and the actors.
And you can find all of this information on your website. Do you have it on the top of your head?
CoasterTheater.com.
That's pretty easy. Yeah, that's great. And I know there's a calendar there, and it does indicate where when the Talkback Thursdays are as well.
And they can always call the box office, 503-436-1242.
Okay.
And do we have one more second?
Absolutely.
I just want to plug summer camp.
Oh, yes.
Ages 8 to 8 and up, August 1st through the 12th, 2 weeks, 10 to 4, Monday through Friday, and it culminates in a little performance.
Oh, great. Do you have any idea what the performance will be?
No, I usually let the kids kind of decide what they want to do, and then based on characters that they want to play, then we start to build it and go from there.
So they kind of do their own writing
very
as well.
Very much so, yeah.
And do they do singing as well?
Mm-hmm. We sing, dance, and act.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. And I know you've done that now a couple of years, haven't you?
This will be my third summer camp, yeah.
Yeah, because you were here before.
I came up in August at camp, went back to California, and then moved back in November.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know it's been just a wonderful experience for me to be involved in the theater, and everybody there is terrific, friendly, helpful. Anything you need or want to do, you're pretty well able to do it. I really have had a lot of fun, and I hope other people will have fun as well. Thank you for joining us today on After Deadline.
Thank you, Nancy.